This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, March 23rd. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. GameStop is set to report earnings later today. It'll be the video game seller's first report since retail investors caused its share price to skyrocket earlier this year. We're expecting a strong showing, GameStop's first in years. But even so, questions remain about whether the struggling company can live up to its lofty new valuation. Our reporter Sarah Needleman will join us to help answer them after these headlines. Auto companies are assessing the impact after a factory fire at one of the industry's leading semiconductor makers, Renesas. The Japanese chipmaker said it would take at least a month to restart the damaged operations. It's not yet clear how the fire will affect the global chip supply, but Renesas' chief executive said the impact could be significant. You might remember that the car industry is already dealing with a chip shortage because of supply chain issues in the pandemic. It's caused multiple car makers to cut production in recent weeks. Last year, the Chinese-owned social media company TikTok was the subject of a lot of scrutiny from the U.S. government over concerns that it could share American users' data with Beijing. But now, researchers at the University of Toronto say they've found no immediate security issues with TikTok and that the app is no more intrusive than Facebook when it comes to data collection. However, the researchers warned that there could be security issues they didn't find and that the Chinese government could use unconventional methods to force TikTok to hand over data. TikTok has repeatedly said that it doesn't and wouldn't share data with Chinese authorities. And a new federal rule requires hospitals to publicly disclose more information about their previously confidential prices. But a Wall Street Journal analysis has found that hundreds of hospitals embedded code on their websites that prevented the pricing details from showing up in search results, making it much harder for consumers to access them. Here's our reporter, Anna Matthews, speaking on last night's episode of our sister podcast, What's News?
We spoke to technology experts who said that this coding really is used to block searches. That's what it does. So if it's in there, that probably was a deliberate act and designed to keep a particular page from being searched. However, when we talked to hospitals, a number of them said that it was inadvertent and a mistake that that coding was in those web pages. In some cases, they said, we had that coding in there while we were developing the page. Once the page was finalized, we neglected somehow to remove that coding. And indeed, a number of the hospitals, when the journal reached out to them with our findings, did remove the coding at that point, and we could see it disappear when we ran our analysis again.
You can check out the full interview with Anna in the What's News feed, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, coming up next, GameStop is reporting earnings later today on the back of a very wild quarter. We'll have more on what to expect after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Earlier this year, GameStop was the subject of a sudden stock rally. You probably remember this. Spurred by Reddit and other internet forums, retail investors pushed shares of the company to astronomical heights. It was a shock to the market. Wall Street and short sellers had been betting against GameStop, given a history of strategic missteps. The frenzy even spurred a congressional hearing and at least two Hollywood productions. And now, later today, GameStop is expected to release its first quarterly earnings report since the frenzy. And so for a look ahead, we got our video games reporter Sarah Needleman on the line. Hey, Sarah, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So just to start, what's the significance of this earnings report?
Well, this is the first time GameStop is releasing earnings since the Wall Street trading frenzy that you referenced. We haven't heard the company talk about that incident. We haven't heard them say anything regarding the fact that their stock price ballooned. And so there's a lot of curiosity to see if they'll talk about that on the earnings call. The only thing they have publicly spoken out about in these past few weeks has been a few executive changes. And they've also formed a committee to focus on revamping the business. They've said that they want to focus less on their bricks and mortar centric business model and focus more on technology, e-commerce sales, and possibly moving into areas like mobile gaming and esports.
And from a business perspective, we're actually expecting good news from GameStop. Analysts have said they're expecting the company's strongest report in years. Is that something that we can attribute to that rally we talked about, or are there other factors at play here?
It's possible that the rally has played a role in drumming up interest from consumers to spend their money at GameStop. But more likely, this is going to be a strong quarter because it's the first time since 2013 that Microsoft and Sony have put out next generation consoles. And because of the pandemic, there's just been really high demand for gaming equipment and software. I think there's a lot of curiosity as to how many consoles that GameStop was able to sell, especially since we know that Sony and Microsoft had limited supply of their machines. And so there's also curiosity just to find out like how many more machines are coming that they'll be able to sell.
Got it. And looking to the future, you know, you mentioned that GameStop is planning to make some changes. This is a company that's been struggling for years. So can you talk about what GameStop's business looks like now and how they're hoping to shift?
I think it starts with one of their largest shareholders, Chewy co-founder Ryan Cohen, publicly made a push back in November for the company to shift its focus away from bricks and mortar sales and focus more on online sales. And that's coming. Mr. Cohen also got a board seat in January, and he brought on some of his former Chewy colleagues. And so they formed a committee recently that Mr. Cohen is spearheading to make the company more tech-centric. But we don't know exactly what he means by that. Certainly, it would have something to do with e-commerce sales. But there are other areas of business that GameStop could potentially go into, such as digital game downloads, game streaming, mobile games, esports. And these are all different tech-centric areas that the company is looking into.
Sarah, hasn't GameStop tried to make some of these changes in the past? How have those efforts gone?
Sure. There was a time more than a decade ago when GameStop actually did start moving into the digital download space and game streaming. In fact, you could argue that GameStop was ahead of its time with game streaming, jumping into that space back in the 2011 time period. But those initiatives ended up just dying on the vine, and the company just walked away from them and moved, shifted its focus elsewhere. For a while, it went into the cell phone retail space. It also has gone into the collectible space. So it just, the company did not stick with game streaming or digital downloads back then. And so now it's completely out of that space and would have a tough time breaking in, given the fact that it really has these incumbents that are been entrenched in it for many years. And they're big companies like Sony and Microsoft.
Yeah. And on that note, you know, the rally at the beginning of this year has really driven GameStop's share price and valuation up to some pretty lofty new heights in a really short amount of time. How difficult is it going to be for them to live up to that?
It certainly would be very challenging for just about any company to live up to a stock price that has ballooned by such a large amount over such a short period of time. I mean, normally that happens when there's some sort of catalyst, like an acquisition or some sort of major change in the world that puts a company into a better position. That hasn't really happened here. This is definitely a case of stock price being artificially boosted. And so many observers think it's going to be extremely difficult for GameStop to do that, even if it were to execute on the plans that it's mentioned and somehow get into digital downloads and streaming, which are both very competitive markets. It would still be really tough for the company to still live up to that huge increase in its stock price. That aside, just getting into the digital download space or getting into game streaming now in 2021 is going to be very difficult for GameStop because these are markets that have been growing for some time. The digital download market is dominated by Sony and Microsoft on the console side. On the PC gaming side, you have companies like Valve, which has a platform that's very popular called Steam. Fortnite maker Epic has a digital download store for PC gaming. And then you also have the fact that, you know, many mobile games are are free to play. A large portion of, in fact, more than half of revenue from video game software today comes from digital sales. And that's just a space that GameStop isn't in. And to jump into these is tough. We now have Google, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, all in the game streaming space. GameStop would be up against some pretty big tech titans to jump into these spaces. And they certainly have been around for a long time and have that brand recognition. And while GameStop certainly is a brand people know, they don't necessarily associate it with digital downloads and game streaming or mobile games only. Really, GameStop's bread and butter has always been games on physical discs and new and used games. And as more people download or stream games, the number of used games in the market are just going to shrink. And that's sort of inevitable.
All right. That's our reporter, Sarah Needleman. Thanks, Sarah.
All right. My pleasure. Take care.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.